This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Blessed afternoon. Hallelujah. Blessed afternoon. Good afternoon, my family. Good afternoon, my friends. I trust that you're all doing well by the grace of God. I'm also doing well. You are here at the Radio K Pulpit with your sister, Pastor Queen Elizabeth. I'm at Radio K Pulpit and I'm your host this morning. This is 2 minutes past 12 on the 1st of December 2025. Oh my God, we are in a new month. Have you ever imagined we are in the last month of the 2025? December, our last month in 2025. Next month, we are crossing over by the grace of God into 2026. I'm sure you are also so excited. You are excited the way I am. I hope you are also excited just like me. Myself, I'm excited. Please, my family, you are welcome this afternoon. I am so happy to tell you that God is so faithful. And before I go into the word, I do have a guest of last week. Pastor Ntombi is also in the studio, live and direct. She's continuing with a testimony. But we're going to continue to speak to the listeners. We're going to continue to lift up our women out there that ask themselves, can God use me? Can God use me? Am I valuable? Can I be used as a woman of God? And the answer is yes. And we do have the woman in studio, Pastor Ntombi, that will tell us, because she's here to fix the crown of every woman out there. So before we go to her, before I introduce her to you, or she introduces herself to you, I just want to encourage somebody there. I want to encourage my brother. I want to encourage my sister that is sitting under my voice and is listening to the word of God, to say that the power of confession is very, very important. Hallelujah. The power of confession is very, very important. If you read in the book of Isaiah, that is what the woman of God is going to let us know, is going to talk about today. If you read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, the Bible makes us to understand, woman, daughter of Zion, son, my brother, my sister, arise and shine. Arise and shine, for your light has come. For your light has come. Hallelujah. So it is important for us as the children of God, hallelujah, to make sure that we arise and shine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. So it is important to know that we as the children of God, we are called by God for such a time like this. Amen. And we need to arise and shine. We need to arise and shine. We must take up our place in society. We must take up our place in society, and we must do what God has called us. Hallelujah. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Behold, for the darkness shall cover the earth. And he says then, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Remember, we are the light. My family, we are the light of the world. Hallelujah. We are the light. We are the salt of this earth. We are the light of the world. People are looking up at us. People, they see us. They hear us. They look at us. And we are inspiration to them. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about the power of positive confession. As a child of God, we must be able to confess very well, because the power of your tongue is very important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us read the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 26. To the man who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. And immediately, hallelujah, inside of him, as we ask the Holy Spirit to tell us exactly what to do and how to do it. So the Holy Spirit is also there to direct us. The Holy Spirit is also there to lead us as God's people. So it is very important, my family, for us to know when we speak, what we speak, and how we speak, how we say things. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. It is not over up until God says it's over. Hallelujah. It is not over up until God says it's over. Your confessions, when you speak, make sure you are very careful of your words. We are still in the month of December. This is the beginning of December. And the Lord can still do that thing that he has promised you. Hy gaan dit doen, my familie. Kom ons gaan gou vir 'n kort breekie en dan kom ons weer terug. Hy gaan dit nog steeds doen. Moenie moed opgee nie, my familie. Asseblief. Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back. I am here again with Pastor Ntombi. She is in the house this morning, just as I have promised you. I am not alone. I am with her. Please, my family, before I give it over to Pastor Ntombi, I wanted also to say to you that open confession is very important. As we are in the last month of December, it is very important what you confess with your mouth. Because as I said, life and death is in the power of your mouth. It is not over up until God says it is over. So it is very, very important to speak life over every death situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak life. Speak life over every death situation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We do have the woman of God. Woman of God, thank you so much for coming. I know she has a very busy schedule, but she makes sure that she comes back. This is the one that I could get her back for this coming Monday as well. I know a lot of people wanted her back because I know her testimony is long and she couldn't finish it up last week. Hence, I brought her in today. So I'm very grateful, woman of God. Once again, thank you. Thank you so much for honoring our request to bring you back. I appreciate you. I know that we were so blessed last week. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this week we will still be blessed, myself and you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I believe the listeners out there will be blessed as well. Tune in, my family. Please send your message or any questions that you want to ask to our WhatsApp, 081-729-1657. Any questions, any prayer report, send it in our studio. We are here as the host of Radio Cape Pulpit. And it is 12 minutes past 12. Over to you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth. We thank you again, once again. It is a great privilege for me to be here. I did not take this for granted. I just want to greet all the listeners out there. Thank you to Cape Pulpit to have me again as we are continuing. I just want to greet everyone, family out there, friends out there, to stay tuned, listen as I will continue with my testimony. I really don't take this for granted, but God knows why he make it for me to be possible. Whatever that the devil think that has hold our tongue, as hold our voice, as you just said, Pastor Elizabeth, in the, there's a power in our tongue, in our confession. That is why today I come back again for out there, the listeners, to listen of what we can do as we head toward the end of the year, as we head toward our own calling that God has called us not to shut down. As we are in the month of December, the month that is very busy. But above everything, you need to make sure you get busy, but you don't get busy for the things of God. Because God wants to speak to you. He doesn't ask for the permission. He doesn't ask when to speak, where, how. Even your shopping mall, he can speak to you. But you need to listen intentively. Thank you, Pastor Elizabeth, for having me today.
Thank you so much, woman of God. Very, very true. Woman of God, last week myself and you were still talking. I know that God has given you an assignment.
Oh, yes.
And this assignment is over the women.
Yes.
To fix their crown.
Yes.
And I want us really to continue from where you have left.
Mm.
Because there are some of the women that are out there that feels, can God really use me?
Mm.
Woman?
Mm.
Can God use me?
Most yes.
Some of the ones that are not married to pastors.
Mm.
You get me now? Can God use me as a single mother? You get me now?
Amen.
So can you go into that one? Even the ones that are pastors' wives, how can they arise from where they are? How can they arise and allow God to use them? Please, can you go in there?
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, woman of
God. Woman of God, let me just say it again. You know what? There are so many things in life that the women, people are asking that can God use us as women?
Mm.
The woman of God that is here this afternoon, I invited her because God has called her for a mandate.
Mm.
And that is to fix the crowns of many women out there. And let's be honest, there are women that are sitting there and they question and they ask themselves, can God use us?
Mm.
Can I be used? I'm a single mom.
Mm.
Can I be used? Or even the one that is a pastor's wife. They are sitting there and they are the helping to the pastors, but can God also use them? So, woman of God, I want you to speak and let us know, what is it that God has given you, the assignment to the women out there? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth. Indeed, it's a question that every woman is asking. Most of women, especially the Christian women, they've asked themselves and they don't know where to go. And when they ask that question, they don't know who to speak to. who is, am I suitable enough? Remember, we have the mandate as a woman. We think that we, as a woman, because of we belong to the kitchen or we belong to be a helpers, we don't know that God can speak to you. God can still use you as a woman, but he needs for you to avail yourself. First of all, you need to avail yourself. Say, God, as much as I'm a woman, as much as I'm a single parent, I am a wife of a pastor or of any other man of God, can you still use me? It takes availability. Because God wants us to be available. God asks, when God speaks to us, sometimes God speaks to us, but we don't hear when God's speaking because we are busy doing our laundries, doing our kitchen, doing everything of him. But when God listens, when God wants to use you, he sets you apart from everything that you are going through. He sets you apart where you think that I don't have power, don't have strength. But that time, God, you're passing through a lot of challenges. You think that God despises you, or you think that God is not on your side. But at that moment, time, God is calling you for nation. God wants you to be apart for whatever that you are busy focusing on, for him to use you. So meaning that you need to listen attentively, avail yourself, accept to be set apart. God is using you. Either you have something, either you don't have something, either you are a single parent or a mother, God, or a wife of a pastor, still God can use you, Pastor Elizabeth.
Wow, thank you, woman of God. Because the most important thing that we are doing most of the time as the women, maybe not to hear that voice of God, woman of God, is it that we are too busy? Just as you have said, we have so many house chores that we have to do, cleaning the kitchen, looking after the kids and all those other things. But if we can be like like a Mary, seated at the feet of Jesus, instead of being the martyr that is all over the show, is that what you are saying, woman of God? Because God is still speaking to the women. That is what you are saying.
Yes.
Yes, continue, woman of God.
Yes, it was, and I'm saying, woman of God, when God wants to use you, he doesn't want to find you busy. He doesn't want to find you doing on your own things. He doesn't want you to be full, to put yourself in your, I would say, to put your gift in one basket. Because remember, whenever you are busy, God will allow you. God is a God of jealous God. God is a God of order. In this month of December, we need to be in order. We've been busy, we've been doing everything, but we need to be in order because God is a God of order. So when God wants to use you as a woman, he will first remove you and set you apart to put you in order so that you can be aligned with the things of God. Because immediately that whenever you are shift or you are busy, you don't have time to listen to God. And God will tend to sit at the back. That is why sometimes when you're facing a problem, you find that I cannot do it. Where is God? God is there. God is there in the midst of your problem. But he wants you not to be very busy. Be in order as a woman so that you can set apart. So that whenever God wants to use you, avail yourself. And God, remember what did he do to Queen Esther? Queen Esther, when he find favor, because God, we have favor in the eyes of God as a woman. I don't know if the women out there, they know that. We find a big favor to God, but God wants you to be focused and be in order so that he can use you. Either you are a single parent, either you are a wife of a pastor, or either you are called a woman of God, but God has called us. So we need to make sure that we don't get busy, but be in order for God to use us.
Sure, I love that word. You must be in order. Be in order. So you must take your rightful stand, woman of God. You must stay in your lane because God has given us an assignment. Because let us say the truth, woman of God. Women out there are bleeding.
Yes.
And if God is setting you apart so that God can equip you and he can entrust you with a heavenly assignment. You get me now, woman?
Yes.
So that he can send you into the lives of those many women out there that are bleeding. And we said, woman of God, you know, whilst we are saying this, I am looking at us as the Naomis because they are the roots.
Yes.
They are looking at us.
Yes.
And if the Naomis does not arise, how will the youth, who will they follow? Who will they look at as an example?
My God, it is true, woman of God. You know, now you remind me of Naomi. Remember what Naomi said, what did he do when he was working with the daughter-in-law? Now you remind me of my story when God one day was talking to me, I'm calling you for the nation. Women out there, they need to fix their crown. At that time moment, Pastor Elizabeth, I was still mourning, grieving for my husband, focusing on my own problem, not knowing that God wanted me to put in order for him to, for God to use me. Now when he said that, I'm calling you for the nation, now what was needed for me to say, God, here I am, use me. I will go where you want me to go. I will do whatever. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. As Naomi was talking to her mother-in-law, said, I will go, I will follow you. At that time, she did not know that God has planned again to her to be married again. But what God did it, he said, she have a revelation, said, I will go wherever you go. Your God will be your God, my God. My people will be your people. Now, when that time her comes, my God. Hey, Sakasika.
All right. Let us, woman of God, before I continue with the question about your husband, your late husband.
Amen.
We will quickly go to a short break.
Amen.
And we will be back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are back again. Woman of God, just give us one scripture there and continue, because I don't want to interrupt you, Ngoku. I want to nje ungene mkweleni, as the Holy Spirit has prompted you to come and do this morning at the studio. Because you know our time is always limited, so I'm giving it over to you again. So continue, woman of God, over to you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth. As you said, I must give you a scripture. I was given a scripture in the book of Esther. Esther chapter 2, verse 17. Where it says on NIV, it says, now the king was attracted to Esther more than to any of other women. My God. More than with any other woman.
Come on.
But only Esther. She won his favor and approval more than any of other virgin. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Vashti. Amen. So there was two women that was there. It was Queen Vashti and it was Esther.
Yay.
But the one that find favor, it is Queen Esther.
Jesus.
Out of any other woman, how did she find that? Because she was given a crown of royalty. You know that as a woman, we forget that we are the royal priesthood. We are the queen in the kingdom of God. So when she find favor, she set herself apart. Where there was a lot of women that was competing, where was a lot of women that was in this contest, wanted to win the king's heart. But out of everything, God doesn't look at your situation. God doesn't look at what you have and what you don't have. But when you find favor in the house of God, it is where God will call you and make sure that he will set you apart so that you can wear your crown. As I said, we need to fix our crown as women, because if you don't fix your crown, you will not find favor in the eyes of God.
Jesus.
Because you don't want God to use you. You don't want God to allow to use you. That is why some other times we attempt to face a problem that we see that this problem that I am facing, I'm unable to go out of it. But because God wants to make sure that when I choose a certain, because many are called but few are chosen. So when I choose a certain Pastor Elizabeth for the nation out there, for the woman, I need to make sure her crown has been fixed. I need to make sure that her favor she finds in eyes of God, it is intact with his calling. My God, that is why today I'm saying I am a testimony. I might look young, or whenever you see me, I am a testimony of the great work that God has done in my life. I did not cling to my husband. Yes, my husband was called, but then he started to have a revelation that I am also called, because he was not called alone. Remember what I said last week, for my husband to get saved, it was through me. So why do I have to doubt myself?
Yeah.
That I am called.
Mm-hmm.
But because in the midst of my marriage, I turned to clinch and said, I am just a pastor's wife, not knowing that God has set me apart. The crown is there for me, but my crown was not intact, or my crown was falling down. Now God said, I am calling you after I've taken your Moses. Now I am calling you for the nation, for you to make sure that you be like Esther. Find favor in my eyes as your God. My God, why God says he have given favor to those who wants to avail themselves. He has give you favor wherever you are out there. Do not doubt God. God has found you favor. But now I am calling you. Remember, when you are a woman, you have a womb. In that womb, you've carried nation. That womb, you've carried a lot of women that out there. Either that child that you are carrying, it is out of rape. But it's for you to not focus on that rape. It is for you to focus on your calling with God. Because
because that time that you get raped, God was there. But yes. God will make sure that I'm picking you as a woman to put align with my things. Remember, women can enjoy everything and still keep quiet. Yes. And whenever you see them out there, you think all things are well. Does not matter what kind of the child that you have given, but avail your womb, that the Holy Spirit to sit in your womb. Whenever it is your time to give birth, that is what God wants us to do, Pastor Elizabeth. Mm. It is our time to give birth out there for the nation, for the next generation to come, for the next Ruth, for the next Naomi that are there out there. And the next Esther. Yes. Now our time is time to give, to make sure that we are impregnated with the Holy Spirit, so that when God wants to use us, he will avail us. When God said deliver, we need the fruitful out there, fruitful like me and Pastor Elizabeth, for the woman to give birth out there.
So there is no excuse, woman of God.
Not at all.
There is no excuse. And how, woman of God, can you find out? How will you know that you are called? How will you know as a woman? I'm asking this question because there might be a woman. What are the signs? What was the sign, woman of God? Because you are married. You were married to a husband. He's late now, but he is now with Christ.
Yes.
But God has used him so much, but you did not hide behind him as the Moses. What are the things that you did to stand out, to arise and to shine and to be the light of this world? What are the signs? What is it that women can look at and say, you know what, I'm called, or I am a chosen one? What is it? Can you tell them?
Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth. That's a good question. We tend to not understand what are the signs, yet the signs are out there for us. And we tend to ignore those signs. You know what happened when my husband departed? We are still enjoying it. It was from the other year to another year, 2025. Oh. And we still have a lot of plan. We plan the year ahead of us, that 2025 we'll be doing A, B, C, D. At that time, I did not know that God was preparing me. We've planned from the, I think it was from the 5th or the 6th of December, I remember, where we sit down and said, he said, Mommy, I want to make sure that this year will be apart. And I was like, what do you mean? Oh, you'll be doing evangelism this side because we like to be in the street.
Yes.
At that time, we did not know that God is preparing me. And when my husband, he passed on, yes, I cried and I moaned, but I did not cry like someone that doesn't hope, because I know that is with the Christ.
Yes.
He's run his race. So now what is left for me to pick up where I've left? I remember when they said, come, because it was 5 minutes after I left the hospital bed, and then the doctor said, come back. When I see him, he was peacefully. And what I did, I said to him, my husband, my Moses, you have run your race. Thank you. And you have shown me the way. Thank you.
Yes.
Now what I'm giving you, a promise that I shall go back to the world. I shall preach the gospel the way that we do. I will never look down on myself. It does not matter what persecution that I've passed through, but I know you have shown me. I've seen God through you. So what is left for me? So at that moment in time, after the funeral has passed, everything was done. It was perfectly. God started to speak to me. And God put me aside. Where I look around, I don't see anyone. I only see myself and my God. That time I began to ask, where are the family? I phoned my family. I phoned this. I phoned this. I did not have friends. My friend was my husband. So now I started to phone congregation, but God said to me. And that time I look around and I said, I'm sitting alone, but it was a clear voice. It said, I am putting you aside. Don't look around for other people. Don't look even your neighbor. Close yourself in the closet. And I said, God, hi, man. My kids are not here at school. What is going on? And then I listened. I said, and then said, I am saying to you, that close yourself in your closet. Your time is yet to come. And I said, God, what are you saying now? Because I stated now, second time, I said, no, it's a word that comes from God now.
Yes.
I said, God, what do you mean? He said, wait, I'll show you. And when he comes back after a few weeks after that, a month after, 2 months after that, he comes very strong where he put me in the corner. God put you in the corner for a reason.
Yeah.
He put me in the corner, in that corner that he portrayed me. And there was no way to come out, but only to trust in him. Only to make sure that God, I avail myself. He whipped me like a child. It was the Holy Spirit that whipped me. I couldn't sleep. I leave my bed and sleep in the floor. I leave my at the floor. I go to my altar to pray. God continued, said, I am calling you, avail yourself. He even planned A, B, C. At that time, I began said, indeed, I've got a visitation of God.
Yeah.
Now I need to make sure. Now I fastened my belt. I need to show that now I need to go outside the world. Even that, and when it started for me, I didn't go. It was a grace that I'm here today. I didn't go in the pulpit, but I still had to grab two or three women. to speaking to them that God is calling you as a woman. Fix your crown. God is calling you. Don't look at your situation. No. Don't look at your kids that are giving you problems. No. Because those kids are not from you, are from God. So now it is for me and you. I will be your prayer partner. Do not worry how we'll walk, but this journey will walk together as a woman out there. That is why God says now I begin to understand that God really entrusted me and he wants me to do the work of God. Mm. So what God, I'm going to your question that said, how do you know? When you want to know when God is calling you, God will put you in a place that you cannot even see yourself going out. Mm. At that time, you need to make sure that this is not the hand of man, but it's the hand of God. Because many times we tend, the women out there, we tend to say, no, it is the hand of man. Not all the time.
Yeah.
When you are chosen by God, it is God who will put you in the field. How you play in that field, it is up to you and your God. Are you putting your strength in that field or are you putting God in front?
Mm. Oh, wow. Yes. Woman of God, yeah. So you will also find the desire.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a desire.
Yes.
And sometimes you won't understand yourself. Even people around you, woman of God, will not understand you. But you are not doing it to be understood by people, because at the end of the day, you had an encounter with the Lord. That is why for you, you could go around and start to impart other women.
Yes.
Because you got that assignment during the time of your encountering with God. Isn't that so?
Yes, it's
woman of God, let us quickly take a break.
My God.
We'll be back. Thank you so much. Stay tuned, my family. We are back. We are back at Radio K Pulpit. Thank you so much, Pastor Tombi. Thank you so much. A woman, you are too much on fire. I can hear that your chonga upete assignment up.
Amen.
Upete assignment. You are carrying a heavenly assignment. And when you carry a heavenly assignment, woman of God, hear me. Auna kashwaban bati.
Not at all.
Your focus is not on what people will say, because you will be stagnated by the soul pillar. Your focus must be on the assignment that God has given you.
Amen.
And you must run with it, finish and clear.
Amen.
Because people are dying, women are bleeding, they are going through so much. And if we are not running with the assignment that God has given you, he said, I can even raise up stones.
Mm.
You get me now?
Yes.
So, woman of God, I want you to continue with where you stopped. I want you to continue with where we stopped. We are the chosen generation. We are the peculiar people, the royal priesthood, woman of God. I remember when I was also called in my own family, woman of God, all hell break loose.
Mm.
All hell break loose. And they ask, how? Listen to me, when God called you, woman of God, he will set you aside. I know that he will set you apart. Really, people might not understand what is going on, but it is when you have an encounter, and it is that encounter, woman of God, that will make you not to look back.
Mm.
It is that encounter where you had with God in your room, when God closed you up, and he deliberately make sure that the people will not come close to you. They will not even help you, because no one must take the glory.
Yes.
It's only him that can take the glory. Exactly. So I'm giving it over to you, woman of God. Continue. Please, thank you so much.
Yes, Pastor Elizabeth, thank you so much. You know, going back and said, people, they might not understand you. People, they might talk and said, no, what kind of the widow is this? Some they call widow. Sure. Some they can't. What kind of the woman is this? What kind of the person is this? Yet she just mourned her husband. Because I'm not counting her yet. But how can she started to go out there and started to pee? Meaning that she's happy that the man, her husband, has passed on. Not understanding the will of God. Mm. Because it's not the will of man. If I could have lived by the will of man, I'm supposed to be in black clothes, I'm supposed to be moaning.
Yeah.
But because God is not the will of man that I'm living for, I said I do not care what the world out there. I respect my in-law, they know who you are. But I love God what he did to my mother-in-law. When she came back to me, said, go out there, I am releasing you to be free, that you go to do the work of God. Mm-hmm. That was not any after they fought me.
After they fought you?
After they fought me. So you ask me. You ask me that it's not the will of God. You ask me that there's no encounter of God in that situation where they could have still persuade me. Mm. They were still telling, saying things. But what she did, God have visited her and said, this is not just your daughter-in-law, but it is the great woman of God that the women out there are waiting for her. Mm. So now release her. Release and immediately after she said, I'm releasing you, go back to do your duties as you are called as a woman of God. I said, glory God, I glorify your name. Now I don't care what other people said. I don't care what it's only me and God.
Mm.
And that time God was busy cooking me. He was putting me on the pot and said, go out there as a woman. You know, as a woman, personally, we need one another.
Yes, definitely woman of God.
Because as a Christian woman, you cannot just cry to anybody.
Mm.
You need to make sure that who do you cry to?
Yes.
You need, you know, God, I said this morning, God, are those days that when I can even send you in the spirit that you need a prayer partner.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
You need, that time has passed. You need a shoulder to cry on. Those days are gone. I was saying, God, I'm availing myself that I can, I can hotspot the woman that needed me at that present time to make sure that the will of God is taking place, for those men not to kill themselves, for those men not to be a victim out there. Allow me to do your work, my God. As I continue to the book of Esther 18, it said, God, the king, make sure that he did a banquet. And said, the king, give a great banquet
for
Esther. A greatest banquet. When God, you allow God to do the will of his work in your life, you are saved your calling, what God has called you. God will make sure that to do a banquet for you.
Yes.
For the people out there to see that this is a great woman that I've raised in this generation. So I need to make sure that the banquet out there, it is set, the table is from the top to the bottom, that the table is for her to make sure that she does what I have called her to do for the generation and the generation to come. When I died, when she died, the next generation that should grow, they will stand for the truth and the word of God. Now that is why God said, I am setting you apart. Fix their crown. Their crowns, they need to be intact as the woman that they are. Make sure that their crowns are intact. Just to go down on the way, it says, it's Esther's banquet for all his noble and official. He proclaimed a holy day for that day. My God, the king himself.
The king himself.
He proclaimed that day. It's a holiday. Now, meaning that when God's calling you and that assignment, you need to make sure that you are doing it. He will make sure that he will pave the way. Today, I'm in the radio station. For the women out there, he will make sure that he'll pay, because he make that day to be a holiday. And he makes sure, because I avail myself for his work. The rest is up to God. It is not by my power. It is not by might, but by the great God that is inside of me. He makes sure that he paves the way wherever the devil that wants to block it. But for me, I am calling you now out there. Align with me. Let us do the work of God. Let us make sure that the women out there, let us stop to be a victim. Let us not hide under our husbands. Yes, they are our husband. They are the kings. They are ruling their house. Because remember, there is God, and from God is our husband. But for your assignment is not only to remain in the kitchen or in the bedroom. You need to make sure that as a woman, that you need to voice out for the women that are broken out there, for us to carry this journey. Where are the Winnie Mandela of this generation? Where are the Winnie Mandela of this generation? Where they will go out there and started to make sure that when they said, we are standing together, holding hands for the great nation, things are happening in South Africa. Yes. Things are happening in entire the world. How can we not stand as a woman? That is why God says, fix their crown. Let's show that their identity, they know who they are. Because immediately you know who you are, your identity in the house of God, nothing will stop you. No devil in hell will hinder you. He will make sure that you will enlighten with other women. He will bring people like Pastor Elizabeth. He will bring that the great women of God out there to carry each other. We are not doing the things of the politics, but we are doing the politics of Christ.
Of Christ. Listen, when we read Esther 4 verse 14, he said, for if you, just what you are saying, he said, woman of God, for if you remain silent at this time, if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place.
My God.
We will not be replaced, woman of God.
At all.
Because of we are silent.
At
you get
all.
It now?
Yes.
He said, but you and your father's family will perish, and who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this.
My God.
Talk to me.
My God, it says, if you can keep quiet. You know, sometimes we talk. Now you are taking me back.
Talk to me.
Now, what do you do? We normally, as a woman, we used to use our tongue in the wrong places.
Uh-huh.
We don't know when to speak.
Yeah.
We don't wait for God to speak. We are starting to. That's why they said, when there's a woman, there's a gossip.
Yes.
But now, God, are those times that you need to show that you need to gossip about the things of Christ. Because you need to make sure that be silent.
Mm.
And when you it's your time to talk, God will surely use you. Because we cannot be the woman of this generation. We are still, you are fine everywhere. We are fine everything. If they say there's a gossip somewhere, you are fine there. No, be quiet. And God will use you. Let us turn our mindset, because it's said to our brain and our mind. Whenever that's something you want to do something, you stand to speak first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I could have said, no, God has called me and see, God could never allow to use me.
It's true.
Because I began to speak before it happened. But what I did, God put me in the corner to keep me. I said, shish. Mm-hmm. Because I know when your time is suitable for you to talk. That is why you make the way where there's no way. Yeah. That is make sure that wherever you have to go, even in the time of Esther, when Esther, they said, no, she's not a perfect woman. Mm-hmm. She is not a perfect. Yes. They put her aside. They put her at the back there where they said there's a beauty. There are beautiful women out there. Yeah. They are beautiful. They are putting their makeup, their weave and everything. Where they kind. But God, what she did, he looked in her heart.
Yeah.
God looked at the heart and make sure that. And Esther was quiet at that moment where they fight. And when God said, I will raise you up as a woman, but be quiet. And when God raises Esther.
Yes.
Massacre. He raises Esther and find favor in the house of God. Where now the lot of people that have said, we know that's the daughter of them. She was even identified by their parents that they are nobodies. Mm. But that time God says, I'm raising someone. That is why God, someone, when he raised you, God doesn't want to find a perfect person.
No.
We cannot be perfect in front of God.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to find in the pit of said, there's nothing in out of that come good out of your family. But he will choose you. And he will choose you alone, not everybody. And he will make sure that you will pass through trials and tribulation.
Yes.
It is up to you that you want to give up. That is why today I'm saying to the woman out there, let us raise our flag. Let us hold hands. Let us make sure that we are doing the work of God according to what God wanted. Avail yourself as a woman. Go out there when they are broken. Make sure that you'll be found.
Oh, Gosiam. Wow. Woman of God. Abafaz, abapapa, the men's family, frowns are paid to can egg them yellow tower. I think you have heard. And for the woman of God to come with this message the first day of December, which is the last month of 2025, please, divat ure, those that have ears, I am sure you have heard. Let us quickly go to a break and we'll be back soon, woman of God. Thank you. Well, welcome back. Wow, that song was Coat Thompson, Arms of Jesus. And earlier on was Arno de Wet, Groter as die Berge, Dieper as die Oceaan, I is lief vir my, my Here. The last one was Himmelruim from Esti Gross versus Miller. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Family, we are here. It's not easy to say goodbye, but women of God, please, just a few minutes and we wrap up. Can you say something? What else do you want to add?
Wow. I'm so grateful and honored to be here. There's a lot to be said about the things of God when you are chosen and when you are called. There's a lot, but it needs times. But God will make another day again because there's a lot that we need to indulge. And people out there, they need to understand that in this time generation that God has called us, we need to make sure. Because remember, when God calls you, he calls you for the nation out there.
For the nation.
He called you for the souls out there. Gone are those days that we focus on ourselves and fight for the pulpit. But we need to make sure that out there we go. We need to make sure that the souls that are lost out there, we avail ourselves for those souls. So now sometimes when we are called as a woman of God, we tend to find that to keep the title or you fight for the pulpit. You don't know that God, he doesn't call for the pulpit, that those one that are inside, the child of God, they already know Christ. What about those one who are broken out there? They need Christ because they tend to run away to run to the wrong places. Because remember, God is for free. And his works are for free. When God has called you, he wants those women to know that stop to give your problem to someone that is wrong. He wants you to give his problem to your problem to him as your creator, because he created us for his own purpose. So now what we do, we tend as a pastors to fight. That is why I said God is choosing a certain people to go in the world. We tend to fight in the pulpit, not knowing that we are called for the world out there, not for the pulpit. The pulpit is just a gift that you just need to embrace and just encourage those who are already inside that to stay on, to hold on this Christ. But the main work that needs to be worked, it is out there for those souls that are lost, for those women that you don't know that they have value in the house of God. Because God, he said in the woman, that is why the woman is God, is got the power to we can multitask. The woman can stand. We are the rocks. You are building the house with the rocks. You are building the nation with the rocks. Remember, when there's no rock or there's no stone, nothing
can build, no foundation you can lay. God wants her to be a foundation of this generation as a woman out there. That's why I said I'm choosing the certain woman at this time. In this season, he's raising me and you, Pastor Elizabeth, for us to stand. Stop to fight for the pulpit in the house of God. Let us go outside in the world and make sure that the people, they come to Christ. Women, they come to Christ. They lay their baggages in the feet of their masters.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I want to close you today and say, I will leave today, but I want you to look at yourself. Reflect back on yourself. Reflect on your identity. Reflect on your calling. Reflect on your crown. Is your crown intact with the word of God? Woman of God out there, reflect. Are you here to keep the position of woman of God? Or mama pastor, are you here to go women that are broken outside? Sometimes there are women that are broken within your church, but you don't have a sense of spirit to align and see that woman needs the shoulder to cry. Sometimes you don't even need to speak a word, but give that shoulder that you need to, or give her a hug, that warm hug that will say that it is well, God is with you. Give that assurance that God is with you in the midst of your brain. That is why today said, God, I have raised in this generation, I'm part of this generation, that woman empowerment to empower each other, because we don't have the power to do it yourself, but we need to empower each other. That's why God said, I am calling you for those women that are broken hearted, those women are broken in their souls and their spirit, to put everything in order so that they will look towards the cross, Pastor Elizabeth.
Wow, thank you so much, woman of God. Thank you so much, Pastor Ntombi. May the Lord continue to bless you, woman of God. Amen. With a great work out there. I know God is so pleased with you. And that is what we've been called for, woman of God.
Yes.
Really, not just to sit in the benches or to fight over pulpits or fight over mics in the church, but to go out into the world and go help those that lack the knowledge out there. Amen. Those that doesn't understand where we are. We are set free, woman of God.
Free.
We are set free, and we didn't pay any cent. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ paid the price. That he just wants us to go and help those that think that they are abandoned. Help those that think that God doesn't love them. God doesn't want anything to do with them. We need to go to them and go and help them.
Very true.
So thank you so much, my sister. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm honored.
I just want to say to the listeners out there that have heard what a woman of God has said, please, my family, if you are in the house of God, please let's show love. Let's show love. Let's help one another. People are going through a lot. Let us love one. I think the most important thing also, woman of God, is the love. Love is the most important thing. It is what reigns. My family, I have come to the end of the show of Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. And thank you so much once again, Pastor. Thank you, woman of God, great woman of God, that is carrying a great mandate. You are carrying a very great mandate.
Amen.
And let nothing stop you, woman of God.
Amen.
May the Lord continue to bless you and strengthen you in everything that you do. We thank you and we love you so much. And I hope you will see you again, maybe 2026.
Yes.
I trust God I will bring you to the studio again. Hallelujah. Please listen to her, follow her. She's all over. She's going around. She's going to be soon at CCFM. Sharing a testimony there, and also just helping the women out there that think that God cannot use them. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. My family, I love you. Thank you so much, listeners. God bless you. May you have a blessed Monday and a blessed week in Jesus' name. Love you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you, woman of God.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.